Radiant Heroes, Episode 1, A Fantastic Youth, by M.C. Grimm, read to you by Josh Cronin. For Carl, Doreen, and Nicole, who taught me how to read, write, and comprehend in both literature and life. Chapter 1, The Cleric of Tristian. Let it by the deeds we practice in which our character be judged. An excerpt from The Generous Life. A tribute of Mora. Mantis Lane had divided the city of Tristian since the day it was founded. To the north was Premier, the stone and marble estates of the nobles. To the south was the commons, the wooden shacks of the less fortunate. This clear division was primarily due to Mantis Lane having held many central and more limited services. Building number 27 was one of these more frequented establishments. It was marked by a series of smeared healing sigils on the window, obscuring an assortment of potions displayed on the shelves. The writing on the window was illegible, but everyone in town knew that this was the home and office of Lavi Shang, the town cleric and healer. Lavi and his young son Li were the only healers of skill in Tristian and were available at every hour of the day. They both were of human descent and were gifted in the rare magical art of healing. Throughout the entire Radiant Empire, their skills would be in demand. For Tristian in particular, they were invaluable. Lavi was going through his routine of arranging herbs and straightening the gurneys when he heard a small bell at the front shop tinkling and the thud of double front doors crashing into the wall. Lavi raced down the hall from the storeroom in haste. He angled into the bedroom as he passed and leaned in with the smack of his shirt. "Up, boy!" Li obediently rolled out of bed and began fumbling into his robes. He knew he was not moving fast enough as Lavi kept whipping him with pieces of his wardrobe.
"Move like it was your life at stake!" Lavi scolded.
They moved quickly out of the bedroom, into the main treatment center, and rushed into the lobby. In front of the open doors were two dwarven men, limply supporting a third. The third man had a crossbow bolt protruding from his eye, blood dripping down his face. Even from across the room, Li could smell the rank scent of cheap ale.
"Please, we need help. A friend's been shot dead,"
the red-haired dwarf shouted, lifting his unconscious comrade. Lavi sighed, waved them into the treatment center, and pointed to one of the gurneys.
"There."
His eyes scanned up and down the dwarf, as if he was oblivious to the bolts stuck in his eye, but intently read his energy. The blonde dwarf stomped his foot.
"Well, aren't you going to do something? The bolt is here, in his eye. It's over here."
He continuously gestured to it, as if Lavi couldn't see where it was.
"There are some matters we must first discuss. Firstly, welcome to Lavi's clinic. Normally I would ask what ails you, but that problem is quite clear. Next, the payment of 15 gold pieces."
Lavi held out his hand patiently until his palm was met with a coin purse. He placed it on the counter behind him.
"Excellent." His eyes scrolled over his patient. "Thank you. Secondly, what exactly happened?"
The blonde dwarf attempted to explain what had happened, but he was choked with emotion. The other put a hand on his shoulder to silence him.
"It's all right. I'll tell him. We were tracking some orcs that had raided one of our caravans days ago. We were on their trail and followed them into the wood. See, we caught up to them, and they were showing them the wrath of our hammers. When one of them tried to make a run for it, my clan brother here took a shot with his crossbow, but stumbled and hit poor Nor in the eye."
Looking intently at Nor, Lavi asked,
"The wood you're speaking of, East Tristian Wood?"
"West," sobbed the blonde dwarf.
"The West Tristian Wood is about a 4-hour hike from here, perhaps 6 hours to carry Nor as well, and yet this man has been dead for close to 22 hours.
Lavi was moving around the table, analyzing the body.
"What exactly did you do with the rest of that time that was more important than saving your friend?"
he said with a chuckle. The red-haired dwarf did not speak for a moment. He was staring down at Nor. His eyes gleamed until he blinked once, deliberately, to release the swimming tears down his face. The blonde dwarf spoke.
"It was my fault. I knew he was dead, but I also knew we had time for you to, you know, work your magic.
I didn't think he was in real danger, so I left him back at the inn. Stopped by the tavern and found myself some..."
His eyes fell on Li as if ashamed.
"Some company. I didn't think he was dead, and now I just don't know."
Lavi smiled warmly and didn't seem bothered at the dwarf's emotion.
"And yet, you both reek of ale?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?